Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks. I'm Yummy.
And I'm Dark Phoenix.
We are women of a certain age. We are more than caretakers, though. We still have desires, dreams, aspirations.
And we know that we still fucking matter. And when we get together, sometimes ish gets crazy.
Oh, yeah. We talk about sex, all different kinds.
We talk about pop culture.
Oh, and guess what? We talk about getting older.
You got to know it. But we're fearless.
And we fearlessly push the envelope.
Yes. So follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and even Pinterest at Yummy Fearless.
Listen to us on any listening platform. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, iHeart, Good Pods, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Find us on yummyfearless.com for bonus content.
Hola.
Oh, Lord.
Already.
Oh, Lord. Why is it so hard for us?
We made it. And this is the podcast, by the way, that lets older women know that we still here.
We're still here. We are still here. Oh my goodness.
But why is it so hard? Why so hard?
It's hard. It's hard.
It's all good though.
You know what's getting on my nerves right now?
What?
I can't see worth shit.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
I can't see.
I gave up. I can't can't see shit. CSS.
Yeah. it's getting worse and worse.
Even with the readers?
Listen, there was something like a box that had like small directions on it. Even with my readers, I could not see. It was like, you're not going to get the directions.
What did you do?
I just like put it down and just sat back like, Wow. Like, yeah.
You know what I do? I take a picture of it and then I zoom in.
That's smart.
I have no shame. There's no shame in my blind ass game. Okay.
I don't know.
You don't want to go out like that?
It just feels so handicapping at times.
I can relate. Like, damn, how did this happen? It seemed like it just.
Do you remember when we used to go to restaurants and open up the menu and be able to see? I remember that.
Just basic being able to see words on a paper, on a page.
You and I went into Perkins and Bob Evans and numerous
and all the places. Yeah.
And we would open menus. And I could see that. Every motherfucking word on that menu.
I have a dream.
Right.
That one day, old bitches
like you and I,
from near and far, we'll be able to see words on a menu.
Man, on a menu. It's the little things. It's the little things. And I don't even think you can get LASIKs for this.
No, I think it just, once it happens, it's just, you just got to go with it.
Fuck. I was trying to look over somebody's shoulder to like eavesdrop on what they were texting. A blur. A complete blur.
Can't even eavesdrop. Yes, just hang it up. Just hang up the easy things we used to be able to do.
Couldn't even be smooth with it. Be like, you know.
But let me tell you, I, you know, it's the seeing for me, but it's also like the crouching down. I had to crouch down. I had to crouch down today to pick up something that had fallen on the floor, and I promise you, I prayed to Mary, Mother of Jesus, to help me stand back up. My knees were like, oh, you done. You just down here for the day. I'm like, by golly, I'm getting back up. I don't give a damn.
It is my getting back up. It's like, it's wild. It's first I have to like get on all fours. Like, that's, it's like levels to it. But initially.
Not all fours. No.
Roll over. Then I'm on all fours. That's
don't roll over. You've lost all control if you roll over. You lost all control.
I roll over. Then I get on all fours. I brace, you know, try to get a nice wide stance with my arms and legs. Nice balanced. Then I bring one leg up.
What are you saying to yourself during that time?
It's like, you look like a fool. You like a fool. It is.
I'm giving myself a pep talk. You can do it.
I'm just like,
damn, you didn't do it. Try it again.
I'm usually like, I'm just so glad no one is seeing this.
I'm embarrassed in front of my own self, but hey, it's all good.
Yeah. I got a new little mini refrigerator for upstairs. And so
please do tell why. Why did you get a mini refrigerator for upstairs?
Because my knees hurt. And
so you don't want to go downstairs?
I don't want to go downstairs to get my yogurt
or
my ice because I'm old. It's all downhill from here.
Once you put the mini fridge in there, yeah.
Once you are like, I can't go very close. It's within the same domicile. I can't go down there to get my yogurt. And my house is not that damn big. I need a mini refrigerator up here so that I could get ice and my yogurt and beverages without having to actually go down stairs and get it.
It's a paper and convenience.
It's a convenience. Yeah. But I was showing off. So I got, you know, myself lots of yogurt and stuff, you know, to put in there. So I was putting it in there, showing off. But then I had to get on down and sit on that floor.
You don't want to put it up higher?
Well, it would be too high. I considered that because it's actually surprisingly kind of tall. It's like a larger one. Like, it has its own little separate freezer and freezer door. It's surprisingly big. So if I sat it on a table, it'd be really tall. But I might. I'm going to think about it. But it'd be really... I don't know if I could reach the freezer if I did that. But...
The conundrum.
The conundrum. Definitely first world problems here. But I just, you know... it is low. So I finally had to just sit in the inside. I got down.
Crisscross applesauce.
Yeah. So I put all my yogurt and juice up in that bitch. Like, let me sit down.
And then getting up, though.
Then I had to get on all fours, pull one knee up, hold the table, grunt.
Help me hold the ghost.
Right. I went to IHOP with my friend, met him like at the state line last week. So he got a call. So I was like, oh, that's good. I'm going to get up. I get up. I stumble over my Crocs. I almost fall. No. I'm like, this goofy old people shit. You ever see old people stumbling over nothing? I used to be like, what are you drunk?
Are you okay?
Are you drunk? Like he's stumbling over nothing. Like a ghost just pushed him.
Did anybody see you? Me. That's the important thing. Oh no.
I was tripping over nothing though. Nothing. I couldn't get my balance.
There was something there, damn it.
It wasn't nothing but old people shit. I said
the woes.
Nobody's gonna wanna help me get my folds back, man.
The joys.
I'm getting up like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, I beg to differ. As long as someone who might be willing to help you get your folds back wasn't in the room that day, you might still have a chance.
I'm just stay seated. I got up too quick. I'm too old.
Stay seated.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna be able to stand up around you.
How are you gonna how are you gonna do Tinder dates if you can't get up? Yeah. You meet me there. I'll be sitting when you get there.
Let's do a driving movie and drive through McDonald's, and drive back home. I can't. You should see me just over there stumbling over.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, like the fucking Pink Panther or something. But yeah, old people shit. So
OPS.
Yeah, OPS.
Why not?
What the hell? Why not? You get a taste.
You get a turn. You get a.
You get a turn. There would not be a face here untouched by my vagina when we're done. Okay? I can promise each of you, gentlemen.
All of you. Enough hunching to go around.
I will be in the park position on each, every one of your faces before the night.
So help me God. So help me God.
I'm going to walk in a room dressed like Winnie the Pooh with just my shirt on. And I'm going to. I'm going to hit the switches on all you niggas' faces.
Thank you. You're welcome. Good night.
You are
Thank you.
Right. You are right. Don't talk. Don't talk. Wait till I sit down. No talking.
No talk. Okay. Wait, not until. Okay. Now you may proceed.
Now. Now you can move your mouth.
I can hear you properly now.
Right. That's what I can offer you this year. Could you imagine walking in a room like Winnie the Pooh with just a shirt on?
like you there for I'm business up top and right, party on the bottom.
I'm a face riding maniac from the bottom down.
I came from business. Business on the top and the bottom.
In the bottom, and I can assure you,
as long as you have a face, I will always have a place to sit.
As long as you have a face. I have a safe place to land. As long as you have a face, I have a safe place to land.
You're welcome.
Boy. Right. Yeah, this is free, as a matter of fact. Yes. I don't charge to do this to you.
It's my pleasure to serve.
To serve. You get some of this crotch. You get some of this. Even you back there.
Don't worry. I'll be right back there soon.
I'll make my way back there.
Everybody
give me a minute. Give me a minute. Oh, they know Lord. You walk in with like Winnie the Pooh. You know what it is.
You know what time it is. It's business time. You already know. It's a good thing. Let me tell you, it's a good thing I was not royalty back in the day.
I would have rolled a nigga's face into the court.
Like. Between the hired nipple tweakers. And the faces that I would ride. Who's on for lunch?
I would never use a chair, right? Who am I sitting on for lunch? Right, where is he? I would never use a chair. I'm like, what do I need a chair for when I have your face? What?
Okay. Who's eating me for dinner? Right.
Oh, the same kind of ate me for breakfast. Okay, that's cool.
Oh, breakfast, right. Lunch, and dinner. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Okay. The maturity level is
We're so fucking mature.
It is so low. You know, something that was interesting that I heard when we talked to Cuffed.
What?
From the Brain Surfing podcast. Mm-hmm. When he was describing good vagina.
Good putty.
Yeah.
Good kitty cat.
One kitty cat. And he was describing the different consistencies of the fluids that come out.
Right.
And it's even better.
You helped him with that. I'm like, oh, okay.
He didn't say mucus, but
you said it.
But I did say mucus because that's what it sounded like. It was like, he's like, and it's
he,
kind of thick.
He agreed with it, though.
Yeah,
he was like, viscosity. Like, you need
the viscosity of it.
Holy cow. Like, what are we?
Now there's a new way for me to describe how I'm a bad bitch. Like, you know, I got good tits. I got a good job and thick mucus drains out of my ass.
I'm really viscosity. My viscosity is on fleek.
You got to see the viscosity of the mucus that comes out of my ass.
You got to see it. You got to see it.
As a matter of fact, you're right. Yeah, I'm back in my Winnie the Pooh outfit. You know what it is. I'm serving viscous mucus tonight. Lay down.
Let's get to work.
Okay. Time to secrete this thick mucus. Yeah, but that's
give the people what they want.
Right.
The maturity level around these parts
so low is so we're low. Not stopped.
We can go lower. We can go lower.
Like Michelle Obama said, when they go high, we go low. We just stay low. Oh, I don't even know what to do. I know we are low. Just low.
Not trying to brag or anything, but.
Right. Right. It is what it is.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, review, subscribe, and share. It helps other listeners find us. And don't forget to follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show and also our highly curated He Can Get It list. As always, you can listen to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if no one else has told you today, we love you and thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up to the minute network shenanigans by following at Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @PodfixNetwork on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.